Well, how you doing? Hi, this is Clint Beachwood, and it is A Day at the Beach. It's podcast number 58. Welcome to the show, everybody. Hope you enjoyed those first three songs. We just heard from the Dead Rocks out of Brazil from a CD entitled El Grilletto d'Oro, a tribute to the spaghetti western. We heard a song called Dominica by the Dead Rocks. Let's see, before that, the Aqua Velvets, one of my all-time favorite bands, I must admit. From one of their earlier CDs. I think it's their second, I'm not sure, but right up there at the very beginning of the Aqua Velvets career, Miles Corbin and company. And we heard a song called Mastering the Art of Falling Down. And again, that comes from Surf Mania is the name of that CD. Started the show off today with the Madeira doing Mar Vista off their brand new CD called Tribal Fires. Just one of many, many very cool, good songs on that Tribal Fires CD. Man, oh man. A lot of good music out here these days. I'd love to bring it to you. Hope you're enjoying the podcast. Feel free to give me a buzz anytime you care to comment on the show. You know, email or surfguitar101 or wherever you want to do it. What else did I have to say? Jeff out of Colorado was the winner of the Diamond Head CD Sonic Blue, which I gave away on podcast number 57. So congratulations, Jeff. Jeff's been the winner of several CDs, if I'm not mistaken. So if you want in on the action, it's pretty easy. I just, throw out a pretty easy question usually. In fact, I'm going to throw out a question this next time on Facebook, I think, and get a little more involved in my ways to win freebies here on the show. Anyway, enough chit-chat. Let's get into this band from Canada called the Tabernacle Surfers. A few years back, they sent me a CD called 1, 2, 3, Go. This is a little ditty called Sex on the Beach. Really? Sex on the Beach? That's the name of the song. It's A Day at the Beach, podcast numero 58. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
band right out of San Diego, up in the north part of San Diego County. Those are the Professors with the title track from a little six-song EP called Aim Low. Before that, the Nematodes from their very Western-sounding CD called Five Guns West. We heard Border Run, the Farfisas, brand new CD. I don't know if they're a brand new band or not. I think they've been around for a couple years, but first time I've played them on the show, the Farfisas, with a song called Charlie Horse. The CD is called Surf Far, Surf Good. They come out of Long Island, New York. And let's see, Terry Buffalo Ware out of Oklahoma. We heard Our Man 008 from his Reverb Confidential CD. And once again, the Tabernacle Surfers. I want to say they're out of Toronto, Canada, from a CD called 1, 2, 3, Go. We heard Sex on the Beach. Speaking of beach, this is The Day at the Beach. It's podcast number 58. Hopefully get it out. This is actually Wednesday evening. Hopefully I'll get it out tomorrow, which will be May 3rd, 2012. Brand new stuff from the Pyronauts. CD called Play for Surf. Little play on words there. Amazon Warriors, the name of the song. My name's Clint. It's A Day at the Beach. About the simplest song and artist that I could probably come up with. Simply put, the artist is H.J. and the song is called A&E. It comes from a little demo CD sent me a few years back. Before that, the Voodoo Court. Voodoo Court, early Voodoo Court, many years. 2001, actually, is when that song came out. Off their Nuclear Vacation CD, we heard Holocaust 2012. I guess that's appropriate to play. You know, here it is, 2012. They came out with the 2001. Assuming, I guess, we're waiting for the end of the world here on December 21st, so I guess it's time to run that credit card bill up, huh? Alrighty, Voodoo Court on... Before that, we heard the Kilauea's out of Germany doing Checkmate 100 from their Mandaka Call CD, and the Pyronauts with their Amazon Warrior song called I Can't Talk Anymore. I just can't. The Pyronauts doing Amazon Warrior off their CD, Play for Surf. Whew. Thank you, thank you. Up next, the I told you I can't talk. Up next, the Cocktail Preachers. And one thing you might notice that I play more bands than others on the podcast. And basically what I do is I go through my entire collection of music here. And as I play one CD, I will generally, you know, after I play a few songs off of it, after I first get it, I will more than likely put it away and... set it aside and not play it again until I've gone through all the songs, all the CDs in my library. And bands that have several CDs out, I will be playing more of their songs because I have more of their CDs, okay? For example, the Cocktail Preachers, they probably have at least 6 or 7 or 8 CDs out. And this is their first. It's called Spy-Fi, and I'm going to do a song called Go Betty off of it. So I just want to let you know that that is why you might hear some artists more than others. Bands that are brand new and only have 1-2 CDs out, when I play those songs, I'll put them away. And that's the way it goes here at the old Day at the Beach podcast, okay? These are the Cocktail Preachers.
We'll be right back.
We just heard the Tequila Worms doing One Night Stand. That comes from their Cantina CD. Just about a year old now, maybe two. Let's see. Before that, Insect Surfers, the unmistakable sounds of the Insect Surfers doing Razor Black, Razorback off of their Death Valley Coastline CD. I think these guys are from Switzerland, the Baja Ribas. They did a song called The Invasion, and the CD is Last Night I Saved the Galaxy. And the Cocktail Preachers doing Go Betty off their Spy-Fi CD. I think that was the first CD that the Cocktail Preachers put out. First CD I got from them, I can tell you that much. They're from the Chicago area. And no, that was not vinyl. They might have recorded it on vinyl and scratched it up pretty good, but that was off a CD, I want you to know, even though it had that classic vinyl sound to it. Poor quality vinyl CD. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. I'm going to wrap things up with a few more songs and bug on out of here. My name's Clint. It's been A Day at the Beach, number 58. Thanks for listening, and keep your eye on my Facebook page. I do have a MySpace thing still going. I still post my playlist on my MySpace page. But anyway, it's Facebook this time around. I'm going to do another giveaway. Both CDs this time. My last Deadly CD and the brand new Diamondbacks. Excuse me, Diamondbacks. I got Insect Surfers on the brain here. The new song, new CD by the Diamond Heads called Sonic Blue. And the Deadly's new CD, The Deadly's Go to Nashville. Okay, those two CDs I'm going to be giving away. And it's going to be posted on my Facebook page, the A Day at the Beach Facebook page, not the Clint Beach Webbies Facebook page. Got that? It's so complicated these days, this old social networking thing. Anyway, going to wrap things up here with a couple songs. The Mystery Men up next with Dead Not Sleeping off their Sessions Obscura CD. And Davy Allen and the Arrows are going to wrap things up with the title track from the CD, Restless in L.A. If you've ever tried to drive from San Diego to L.A. on a weeknight, say to get to a show by 8 o'clock, trust me, Restless in L.A. is what you're going to be feeling. All right? No offense to the guys who live up in L.A. and Orange and maybe even Riverside counties, but... Boy, I am so glad. I grew up there, and I'm so glad I moved to San Diego, let me tell you. It is crazy sometimes. Crazy. Anyway, let's wrap things up. Again, thanks for listening, everybody. And I'll be back in about a week or so with podcast number 59. Once again, these are the Mystery Men.